With this KLEM Sports Update for this Wednesday, May 10th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Let's first start out this sportscast by taking a look at our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. Only a couple of things on the sports schedule yesterday, both of them involving golf and both of them involving some end-of-year contests. First, we'll start on the boys' side. Normally, we go girls first. We'll start with the boys as they were in sectional golf action in Primgar. Three Plymouth County schools participating in the postseason, and two of them are moving on to districts. In Primgar, it was Galen Catholic who won the tournament with a four-person 18-hole total of 324. That first-place finish earns them a spot in Monday's district tournament hosted at Willow Creek Golf Course. They'll be joined by Kingsley Pearson. The Panthers finished second in the district, shooting a 329. They are also moving on to districts. Again, that'll be held at Willow Creek Golf Course here in Lamar's on Monday, May 15th. Other finishers in the district saw George Little Rock take third with a 336. They were right there. South O'Brien was fourth, MMCRU took fifth with a 381. Individual medalist Dawson Barthel, Galen Catholic, shot a 74. Great day for Dawson, leading the Jays to a district qualification. And Galen Catholic, Kingsley Pearson moving on to the district tournaments. In other golf action in the Missouri River Activities Conference, the girls' golf tournament hosted in Sioux City saw Lamar's take home fourth place in the conference tournament. They shot a 395 in that four-person 18-hole total. Sergeant Bluff Luton won the conference tournament with a 359. Sioux City East was second with a 368. And Bishop Heelan narrowly beat out Lamar's for that third spot, one stroke better than the Bulldogs at 394. Meta Scove was the top scorer for Lamar's, shot a 94 to finish ninth individually. Taylor Mackey was 16th, shot a 98, and Jada Pluger, 18th, shot a 100. These high school sports scores and results can be found on our website. That's KLEM1410.com. Also yesterday, another day of Lamar's Little League action at the John Britton Little League Complex west of town. Some boys Little League action saw the Junior Boys League's scores with the Reds defeating the Orioles 14-1, and the Mariners narrowly got by the D-backs 5-4. It was Major Boys action with five games in the Little League Complex. White Sox beat the Pirates 6-5. The Mets over the Yankees 5-2. Phils took down the Angels 9-6. One-run ball game as the Dodgers took down the Cubbies 5-4, and the A's won a high-scoring one with the Rockies 13-11. And if you miss any of these scores or just want to check them out anytime, we've got a link to Lamar's Little League scores, similar to how we do our high school scores. They're up on our sports scores and results page. Always they will be at the top of the page with a link to the separate page for just Little League scores. You can find that on our website at KLEM1410.com. Now to some more postseason news and notes coming out yesterday from the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Their 2023 boys soccer postseason brackets were released, and that includes Lamar's Community's path to the state tournament, as they will be the 5 seed in Substate 1. They will have to play a play-in game at Storm Lake on Tuesday, May 16th. It'll be the Tornadoes and the Bulldogs, with the winner taking on the top seed in the Substate in the semifinal round in the Spencer Tigers on Monday, May 22nd. On the other side of the Substate bracket, it's the second seed Sioux City West taking on the 3 seed Denison Schleswig. But once again, Lamar's will take on Storm Lake in Storm Lake to open up the soccer tournament at 7 o'clock on Tuesday, May 16th. Again, that information from the Iowa High School Athletic Association. And with the conclusion of the regular season in girls and boys golf, we figured we'd get you these Warrigal Conference all-conference golf teams that came out and were compiled from an aggregate of the entire season. And the top 10 golfers named first team, following 10 named second team all-Warrigal Conference. Let's take a look at the Plymouth County honorees. First, the top two golfers in Warrigal Conference girls golf this year were from Plymouth County, and the top golfer in the conference is a freshman from Hinton in Ashlyn Kramer. She earned the most conference points this season and was the first-team all-conference golfer of the year. Jaden Barthel was second on the list and earned first-team all-conference as a senior for Galen Catholic. Lainey Schutneck, sophomore from Akron Westfield, was one of two Westerner first-team all-conference golfers. Senior Katie Johnson joined her on that list for Akron Westfield as a first-team all-conference honoree. Remsen St. Mary's had one first-team all-conference honoree, that's senior Bella Ahrens. On the second team, it was Akron Westfield senior Ellie Martinson. MMCRU had a pair of second-teamers, including sophomore Cassie Weiler, McKenna Sitzman, junior from Galen Catholic, taking second-team honors. Remsen St. Mary's senior Olivia Potabom's on that list as well. MMCRU senior Avery Schlanger, and then a couple of Akron Westfield Westerner golfers, junior Josie Smith and sophomore Allie Swoyer. The Westerners had four all-conference honorees, the most of any school in the Wargo Conference. Galen Catholic had two, Remsen St. Mary's two, and MMCRU had two all-conference honorees. Hinton just had the one. Of course, it was the best golfer in the Wargo Conference this season. The final girls' team standings saw Akron Westfield win the overall regular season and tournament compiled record. They finished with a 17-2 record this year in the Wargo Conference. Hinton was second with a 16-3. South O'Brien won the tournament but finished third in the league overall. Galen Catholic and Remsen St. Mary's tied for fourth at 12-7, and MMCRU finished in seventh at 8-11. To the boys' side of the all-conference teams, six of the first-team all-conference honorees are from Plymouth County, including the top three golfers in the league. And the top golfer is junior from Galen Catholic, Dawson Barthel. He narrowly edged out to Akron Westfield junior Carter Wilkin. Those two, by and large, the top two golfers in the league this year, and just a half a point gave Dawson Barthel the top honoree this year. Caden Barrett, sophomore of Hinton, was third on the first-team all-conference list. Again, those are the three top golfers in the Wargo Conference this year. Akron Westfield junior Jackson Barnock earned first-team all-conference, and so did a pair of Remsen St. Mary's golfers. Junior Hunter Pick and sophomore Colin Homan take home first-team all-conference honorees. On the second-team list, Hinton senior Garrett Moran, joined by Galen Catholic junior Landon Ryder, another Hinton senior and Beau Cook, and a couple of Akron Westfield sophomores in Tatum Wilkin and Jackson Newbrand. They earned second-team all-conference honorees for the area. Again, 11 of the 20 all-conference boys golfers in the Wargo Conference coming from Plymouth County. In the final team standings, it was a sweep. Once again, Akron Westfield won the boys conference title with an overall record of 19-1. Unity Christian was second. Galen Catholic and Remsen St. Mary's tied for third at 15-5. Hinton took home fifth at 13-7. And MMCRU was seventh in the conference at 9-11. You can check out all these all-conference teams, including the non-Plymouth County honorees, if you're into that. They're on our website at KLEM1410.com. Under the Sports tab, click on Local Sports News in the drop-down menu. And coming up on this Wednesday today, not a whole lot in postseason action, just a few things. On the girls' side, the Lamar's girls tennis team will be participating in their individual singles and doubles regional tournament. That's going to be hosted in Spencer today. Best of luck to the Bulldog girls as they try and send some individuals to the state tournament, even after a tough season as a team in duels. Still able to salvage it with a good showing individually. In postseason golf today, of course, one section in the Class 1A district in Northwest Iowa got things underway yesterday, but sectional golf continues around the area for the rest of the state, including in 1A, where Akron Westfield and Remsen St. Mary's will be in action at the Ottawa Country Club in a meet hosted by West Monona, and they are in the same district as that Willow Creek Golf Course District with Galen Catholic and Kingsley Pearson, so they're hoping to join the Panthers and the Jays in Monday's district meet. The Hinton Blackhawks in Class 2A, they'll be heading up to Hull at a meet at the Rolling Hills Country Club. That's a sectional golf meet as well for the Blackhawks. Best of luck to our postseason golfers around the area continuing the postseason today. For more sports news, including scores and results from high school all the way down to Little League, be sure to check out our website at KLEM1410.com, or you can follow us on our Twitter page for up-to-date sports news. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.